everybody. Welcome to The Kelly O Show. I'm your host, Kelly Alexa. This show is dedicated to inspiring women of all ages to pursue excellence in mind, body, and business. After decades of playing small in my own life and staying in the comfort zone, a couple of years of massive chaos and drama in my personal and my professional life forever changed me for the better. Through some tough lessons, I evolved, and I became a stronger and more confident version of myself, fearless, and finally, unapologetically myself. I am now designing my life bigger and better than ever before, and most importantly, I'm designing a life on my terms that is full of joy and happiness. And I think that this is something that's been missing for so many women. They're either staying in the comfort zone like I was, or they've got a life that looks pretty good on the outside, but it's missing real joy and health and happiness. And that is no bueno. I believe that the future is female, and every week this show is going to bring you incredible interviews and live shows that I hope is going to motivate you to take massive action in your life, to leave the comfort zone and go all in, again, to pursue achieving excellence in mind, body, and in business. I hope you enjoy the show, and let's dive in. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to The Kelly O Show. This is part two of our two-part interview with Barbara Stanny. If you haven't yet listened to part one, please be sure you go back and listen to that first before you dive into this episode, as everything will make a lot more sense to you.
I had overcome under-earning, and I was making six figures consistently for years. I decided my new goal, I want to make millions, help millions, and give millions. And I thought, and that's going to be my next book. Well, so I started interviewing all these women who make millions. And 3 years later, I was nowhere near making a million. And I was nowhere near writing a book. And the coach said to me, Barbara, you're too into doing. You need time for just being. So I went and I took a four-day retreat by myself. And I checked into this hotel. I took my transcripts of all those interviews, and I said, okay, I'm going to sit in silence for 4 days, and I'm going to read those, and I'm just going to receive. Whatever the universe wants to give me, I surrender and receive. And when I read those interviews, when I read through the transcripts, I saw what I'd missed. I totally missed it. I was so focused on money and the numbers and wanting to make more money that I totally missed. It wasn't that these women made so much money and I was so dazzled by their success. It was how they were doing it. They were succeeding in a very different way than what the world, you know, the patriarchy, models. And I called this new game that that they were playing, I called it sacred success. And sacred success is pursuing your soul's purpose for your own bliss and the benefit of others while being richly rewarded. Now, sacred success, the irony is, when you go from survival to stability, you have to have a profit motive to get out of survival. You have to want to make money. You have to love money. Money's wonderful. But to go from stability to affluence, what I learned in these women is, yes, they all had a profit motive. They all were determined to make money, but that was not their primary goal. Their primary goal was greatness. And I define greatness by paraphrasing a quote by Fred Buchner. Greatness is that place where your deep gladness doing what you are put on this planet to do, where your deep gladness meets the world's deep hunger. And that is what motivated them. It was having a sense of purpose. And what happened is I believe that the first sign that we need to change tracks, that we need to do something different, things aren't working, is what I call the call to greatness. And that is when we start getting symptoms like unhappiness or restlessness or anger or frustration or boredom or apathy, whatever it is. They're all uncomfortable. And there's these signs of discomfort. Is our soul calling to us? Our soul saying, stop what you're doing. pay attention. It's time to play a bigger game. And that is when we need to set back. And maybe it's only for a day. Maybe it's only for 4 days. Maybe it's, I don't know. Because after that retreat, I took another, I thought it was going to be a month. It turned out 9 months. Yeah. To really get clear on where I was going, on what was coming next. And I will tell you, I didn't work for 9 months. And when I started again in September, that year of 2010 became my most profitable year ever in the last 3 or 4 months. And I don't think it was some cosmic thing, but I think it's when you're in tune, when you are in, what happens when you surrender is you get in touch with your purpose. But you also get in touch with your demons, the fears, all those things that are holding you back. And our tendency is we want to push them down, but pushing them down only makes them stronger. And they hold us hostage. So I had a lot of fear and a lot of scarcity and a lot of stuff coming up. And I worked with it. I really let it hang out with me. And so and so at the end of 9 months, I knew I was ready for the third stage, which was disciplined action. And so in sacred success, you go, you have the call, you step back and surrender, you move forward in disciplined action, and then you get the call again, and you move back into surrender, maybe just a few minutes, and you go forward into disciplined action, and all the while you're getting ever closer to the fourth stage, which is modeling greatness by leaving a legacy. And that is what I saw that these women that I was interviewing were doing. And that is what I started doing and applying to my life. And then I started teaching it to others. And then it became my next book.
This is such, everything you said, I mean, this is what I've gone through the past 2 years. And this is what, you know, I think why when I read your book, I'm like, literally, God handed me this book because that's what it felt like. Because everything that you wrote, it was articulating what I'd gone through. And the, you know, yeah, I had to figure out what my issues were, all the things about myself where I'd been my own obstacle to success. All of my, I mean, it just became clear how I had this scarcity mindset. I had to see that. I had to understand how, you know, I wasn't pursuing what I really wanted to do. I mean, I shared with you before we started recording that it took me 2 years before I gave myself permission to shut down Fitful Angel because I stopped enjoying it. You know, the company was alive for what, 6, 7 years, but 4 years in, I was miserable. I hated it, but I never gave myself permission. And I think when you talk in your book about surrendering and giving yourself time to find out what your purpose is, what your calling is, that is what too many people don't do. They have, and you reference it in the book, you say it's addicted to busyness syndrome, right? We're so busy, we're rushing, we get up, we're bam, 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 we've got the kids, we've got gym, we've got here, we've got work, we've got this, we've got, you know, if women that have kids, they're taking their kids everywhere, they're at the grocery store, bam, 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 bam. And nobody gives themselves time to go, is this really, like, what am I
yeah,
fulfilled?
But there's a good reason for that. I know when I took that month off, well, I thought it was going to be a month, turned into 9 months, that was really hard for me. It was like, I wanted to get up and get something to eat. I wanted to go to the store. I was running around. I thought, because I believe that getting quiet is very scary. Busyness is an addiction, and all addiction has one purpose, to keep us from feeling our feelings, to keeping us from feeling the fear and the pain that we're holding down. And that is exactly why so many women are in this busy cycle, are in this, whatever their addiction is, the shopping cycle, the exercise cycle, anything that will keep them from feeling their feelings. And it's hard. It is scary. And I understand it. You know, I say, surrender is not for sissies. you have to be really willing and committed of doing what you're on this planet to do, really finding out what the legacy you're supposed to leave. And that has to be, your purpose has to be greater than your fear.
And I think it's easier when you find your purpose to not be, in my experience, to give into fear as much, because your purpose becomes so much greater and more important. And it's what leads you, versus when you don't know where you're going, then you'll give, in my experience, in my history, you give into those fears. I mean, when you're truly passionate about something, nothing can stop you, you know? And if you're trying to share this new business that you've started, and you're telling it to your friends, and you get people who are like, oh my God, this is never going to work. You just look and you say, yes, it is, because this is the greatest thing. I found a way to help women get rid of cellulite. Whatever it is that you're passionate about, you are not going to let anything stop you. Other people's opinions, other people's criticisms, people that have said, no, you don't get any sales for 3 weeks. You just keep going because you know that this is why you're here. And that's very important, because a lot of women, I find that they'll stop themselves before they even start because they're giving too much power to fear. And I think that's just a universal human trait, not necessarily just women, but too many women won't even start because they give in to all the things they've convinced themselves are not going to work. Do you agree?
I agree. Yes. And I would like to understand that I am very clear on my purpose. I've been clear on my purpose for 40 years, and it keeps getting clearer. And I still keep getting scared like crazy. Mm-hmm. And I still getting scared, and I get paralyzed. But what I learned, that it's really important. We women are so relationship oriented. Like, someone will say to me, that's a stupid idea. Like, when I had the idea for Sacred Success, I had all kinds of people, including my mother, saying, what? You're going to bring spirituality into money? It's like, that, come on. Nobody's going to read that. You're going to lose your credibility. But I have good friends, and I have a group. We call ourselves the Spotters Group. And we created this group, and we've been meeting for 8 years, once a month. And I noticed in gyms, if you've ever been in a gym, which I know you have, mm-hmm. you notice that men are always asking other guys to spot them because mm-hmm. they're lifting heavier weights. I have never once in the 50 years I've gone to a gym, never once seen a woman ask someone to spot her, because we don't want to, you know, we don't want to ask for help. We don't want to bother someone. We don't lift heavier weights. Well, what success demands of you is that you lift heavier weights. And what that means, it demands that you go outside your comfort zone, because success in anything, making more money or losing more weight, always lies just outside your comfort zone. So that's why I think it's important to have a purpose, but it's also important to surround yourself with people who are supporting that purpose of yours, that are willing, and to kind of stay away from the naysayers, at least while you're still kind of in that gap of you're not where you want to be. You're not where you were, but you're not where you want to be. So I just want to humanize that powerful women feel fear just like any of us, but they have support and they have memories. Confidence is a memory of success. I didn't make that up. That's a great, but confidence is a memory of success. So the more you can take risks, the more you go outside your comfort zone, the more you will be wiring your brain that it's safe to go out. Can I tell you a little story? I live in Port Townsend, Washington, and there was this book club. They were studying my Secrets of Six-Figure Women, and they asked me to come and speak. So I did. I didn't speak. I came to a meeting. I love to do that stuff. And so they were in the section on the stretch, because it's very important. If anytime you want to go to the next level, you have to do something that's a stretch, that seems, that go from where that feels comfortable to where it seems impossible. Mm. And this one woman said, okay, so I know I need to stretch. And she was an entrepreneur. Well, she was an entrepreneur wannabe. She worked in a company. But I was scared. I was too scared to go outside and start my business. So I thought, what am I scared of? And she said, I'd always want to wear thong underwear, but I never had the nerve. So she said, I went out and bought thong underwear. And I was scared for my husband to see it. But I have to tell you, she said, I'm wearing thong underwear now, and I feel so powerful. So just finding things that scare you, little things like the thong underwear story, It's finding things that scare you and overcoming them and doing them, and you'll find you'll survive. Not only will you survive, but you'll thrive and life gets better.
So true. And when you, I mean, there were things that I never, when I was facing them during those 2 years, I'll give you an example. You know, I referenced to you that there was a company, it was a vendor of ours who essentially committed fraud, right? And we busted them and they denied it. I mean, it's frankly still in litigation. And when I realized that this problem was not going to go away by me being nice, and that was me trying to still please everybody, right? I was trying to go in and make nice and thought that I could just make this problem magically come to a better, you know, resolution. It didn't happen. Sometimes there are people who are just not going to work with you, and there's bad situations that have to be dealt with. And that's when you have to own your power, and you've got to be the assertive one who says, this is not okay. And I had to hire a law firm.
You know what I learned from, because every woman I have interviewed, you know, like I said, they want to be light, they want to be nice. Mm-hmm. But having your own business or being successful, you got to make some really hard decisions. You got to do stuff that's really uncomfortable. And what I noticed, these women shifted their mindset. They all wanted to be light, but in the world of work, they all said, I'd rather be respected than liked.
Yeah.
Now, they all had their little love nest of people who loved them. But in the world of work, I have to be respected rather than liked. And that's a really important shift that we all need to make.
Yeah. And when you do, everything changes. Because I realized that once I had dealt with somebody trying to bully me, and I went ahead and I did the process of hiring a great law firm, and I met this lawyer, and she just was so baller and so amazing. And she just handled it. And I felt so much more empowered partnering with her. And then it was funny because after that, I found myself counseling other women just as a business advisor. And they go, oh my God, this person said they're going to sue me. They're going to take me to court. And I said, here's the deal. Here's how this is going to go. Because once you've been through a legal tango with somebody else, you actually, it doesn't scare you anymore. But when you've never been through it and you think, oh, they said they're going to take me to court, you're terrified. But when you face it and you deal with it, guess what? The next person that comes along that says, oh, I'm going to call my lawyer, you say, go ahead. Just let me know because I'll put them in contact with mine. And it doesn't raise your blood pressure. It doesn't upset you. So facing your fears, like you said, it is a beautiful thing. And that's a good point to make. It's not that becoming a stronger, more empowered woman means that you don't have fears, but you feel the fear, like you said, and you do it anyway. I have to be respectful of your time because we're coming up on our hour, but I did want to ask you one thing, and I think this would be a good thing to talk about in closing. You talked in your book, and this is still in, like, I'm trying to think of what chapter this is. You're talking about stage two. And I think this is such a key concept. The art of receiving for women. And you said, and I'm going to read this quote that I had underlined. You said, receiving is something most of us, women in particular, are not very good at. Yet I've come to see there's a direct correlation between our level of success and our ability to receive. And this, to me, sums up so much about women. We think a lot of women won't pursue, you know, wealth or earning a lot of money because they think it's greedy. They have a difficult time receiving, or even what you referenced a minute ago, asking for help. We don't want to be a burden. We're not going to ask for that spot at the gym. How do you help women get past that inability to ask for help or to receive, whether it's money or help or just receiving anything?
Let me expand, and I'll tell you how I help women, how I help me. But receiving means that nothing that comes in your life is good or bad, right or wrong, positive or negative. Everything that comes in is a gift, is a message, is a communication from your soul or from the divine. And so if you can see that, if you can receive everything, you know, the Zen saying, the obstacle is the path, exactly like you've done, Kelly. You saw all this crap that you went through has actually strengthened you. Now, asking for help, it is true. There was just an article in the Wall Street Journal about how we women don't ask for help. And this is really, really sad because we have been trained to think it's weak or it's wrong. But successful people, men and women, know you cannot do it all. One woman I interviewed said success is a social activity, that it's really important that we reach out, ask for help, because help, asking for help is like giving to another person. Most people love to be asked for help. Mm. And so it's just an atrophied muscle that we have to start working through it. So you don't ask someone you're scared to ask for help. You ask for help someone you know, someone you feel safe with. You just start lifting, 5-pound weights, then 7-pound, then 10-pound, and you just keep it, just keep going a little bit more outside your comfort zone.
So true. That's when the growth happens. I mean, I'm glad that you used the metaphor, because the truth is, unless you're challenging your muscles, they're not going to grow. They'll atrophy, as you said. It's so funny because so often on the show, I will use a fitness analogy to explain a business or life concept and vice versa. And it's a wonderful thing, considering that, I'm bringing the Kelly O Show has been born from Fitfluential. So that was a beautiful point to close on. I feel, Barbara, like we just scratched the surface, but maybe we'll use this as like a good introductory show in this series we're doing on, getting financially fit. And again, I would love to have you back on the show, but for this episode, for people that are just listening, we'll of course link up to all of your books in the show notes at thekellyoshow.com. But where can people find you online if they want to reach out to you about potentially working with you, hiring you to speak, learning about your other services, et cetera?
So my website, feel free to go to my website. It's Barbara-Husson, H-U-S-O-N, Barbara-Husson.com. And there's a lot of stuff on there, a lot of resources. And I'm really cutting back to focus on my book, but I do have something I'm so excited about. It's a year old now, and I've always had this dream of creating a safe place where we women could talk about money. So I've created an online community called the Wealth Connection. And if you're interested, go to my website, look at coaching, and it is a brilliant, and we have group coaching twice a month, and we go deep. Like, we go deep, and we don't just talk about the difference between a stock and a bond, or we do that. And like, we also have an expert every month, and tomorrow I'm having the expert is she's an expert on socially responsible investing. And so we just talk about everything, and we have a Facebook group that's very active. And so I love this group. So that's pretty much what I'm focusing on.
That's awesome. I will definitely be checking that out myself, because you have made such a profound impact on my life, Barbara. I'm just fangirling over here that you're on the show. I love listening to you because I hear the power and the strength and the passion in your voice. You're an example to so many people, and I really look up to you, and I'm so honored that you chose to be on the show. I will definitely follow up with you to invite you back on the show, and I'm already thinking that when we do our first event next year, which I'll talk to you about offline, I've got to invite and see if I can hire you to speak there, because you're just so powerful, and I'm thrilled that we have you on the show. So thank you so much for being on. For everybody listening, as I mentioned before, I will link up to everything here that we have referenced in the show notes at thekellyoshow.com. If you have any questions for me on future episodes, if you'd like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, advertising opportunities, or if you would like to nominate somebody that I interview on the show, you can email my assistant, Angie@kellyolexa.com. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We will see you next time on The Kelly O Show. Hey, everybody, this is the end of the 2-part episode with Barbara Stanny. I hope you enjoyed it. She's brilliant, isn't she? If you are like me and you got to the end of this interview and you're already on your Amazon wish list getting ready to buy all of her books, great idea. In fact, it's the holiday season. If you're listening to this now, great idea to gift some of the other women in your life. Her books are fantastic. Can't recommend them enough. So hope you enjoyed the show. We definitely will have her back on the show. I would love for you to connect with her directly if you have questions for her.
or if you'd like to potentially have her on one of your podcasts, by all means, go ahead and connect with her directly. If you have questions that you would like to have me cover with either Barbara or other financial experts, tax experts, lawyers that are going to be on the show on some of these business and financial topics, please email me, kelly@kellyalexa.com, or just use the contact me form on my website, kellyalexa.com. Let me know what questions you have, whether it's paying off debt, whether it is the whole student loan topic, whether it is learning how to invest, whether it is, bordering on the line of both business and finances, and it's, side hustle money, it's tax implications, whatever it is, feel free to reach out, let me know so that I can make sure that I get the right experts on the show. And when I do have those folks on, we answer your questions. I'm here to serve you guys. And on that note, I certainly hope if you're enjoying the show and getting value out of it, that you will not only share this on social media with your friends, get them to subscribe, and I'm going to ask it if you haven't done so yet, it would mean the world to me and the show if you would head over to iTunes and leave us a review. Reviews are what help this show get seen and heard by more folks that could benefit from this information. We do put a lot of time and strategy and investment into the show, and this would really be appreciated. So thank you in advance. You guys have a great rest of the week. I'll see you next time on The Kelly O Show.